We're on Daf Dalit, Amid Aleph. Let us quickly go over the last memra of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and then we'll see Taisvis. Memra Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayv Adam Likreis HaSamagila Balayla, Lashanaisa Beyoim, Shanema, Lakai Ekra Yoimam, Velaisane, Velayla, Velaidumiyali. So Rashi has said, Shat, Zeichel in Nes, So we wanted to say that just like the Nes came about through Zaoka of Yoim V'Layla, so the Pirsama Nes also should be Yoim V'Layla. This is a Zeicher to what was Mesavav the Nes. So the Gemara held Al Zeicher, it's sufficient, it's a Rosh Hanoisah, that you're Kairei Balayla, and you learn the Mishnayis, the Halachis, by day. Amul Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ledidim HaParsha Leminei DeRabchiya Barabe, Kegoyin Domri Inchi Ever Parsha Sado VeIsnaya. No, the Loshon L'Shanoisa means he repeats it, he learns it over again. That is Pshat V'L'Shanoisa. Rashi says, Asayim parsha zu, ve'eshna oiso pam shnia, and we'll learn it over a second time. Itma nami, amar abchelbei, amar ula biro, chayv odom likeses magila belayla, lashanoise beyoim, shenem lamanis amelcha choveit, v'lo yidoin, Hashem alakai lo ilo meideko, is amelcha choveit, Rashi says, bayoim, v'lo yidoin belayla. This is in the Kri alone is a Shvarta, the Rabbeinu Shem Hashem Mefarsim is Hanes, so that's Yizamelcho, that's the Kri is Yizamelcho Chovid, which is Bayoim V'Layidai. What does he tell you? It's Chayv Adam Likreis Yisam Megillah Balaylo Shanoise Bayoim, Oymeri, the Afo Gav Neboich Zman Balaylo, even though we make a Shechiono Balaylo, you make a shechiyonu again. The iker pirsume nise habe bekriya diyamom. The iker pirsume nes is the kriya diyamom. I just wanted to say one vote in this nekude. Could be that's good. The loshen l'shanoisa. The loshen of both of them will see chay v'odom likreishes megila balayla l'shanoisa bayoyim. So, L'chayre, if he's just telling us Zmanim of Mikra Megillah, so he says, Chayvon Mikres Balayla or Bayoim. What they say? L'shanoisa Bayoim. L'shanoisa Bayoim means you're chazering V'shana Oisoi Pam. I'll learn it over a second time. That means when a person learns over once, learns something once, he doesn't have a clear picture of what it said. He learned it over a second time, so it's understood better. So Ulashanoisa Bayoim is coming to tell us that we need a kriya that is a second time. Because the Ika kriya we'll see from Taisvis is the second time. And perhaps we could say the whole kriya the first time is in order to make sure that it should be a second time. That's why we're Yekayre Balayla. The Kriya Balayla is that there should be a L'shanoisa Bayoim, that I should now have an opportunity to learn it a second time. Ukronami Mashmeke. Now, Taisa says the Posik is also Mashme, that the Ike Kriya is Bayoim. Tersiv V'layla V'loidu Mioli. That means at night, I'm also not quiet. Kloima. Avol Gavshe Kirei Bayoim. Chayiv likreis balayla. Now, when I learned this taisvis, l'chayre, I didn't understand taisvis. L'chayre, the way Rashi explained, the we have two mandiyomim. Rabbi Shua ben, this posik v'layla v'lay demili is not talking about Mikra Megillah. This posik of layla demili is speaking about how they were zoyik be'eis tzara. They were zoyik bayoyim, they were zoyik balayla. So Taisvis brings a raya from Velayla of Loidemili, Kloim Afagam Shekoyre Bayoim Chayim Likes Velayla. That doesn't say in the Posik. The Posik is speaking about the Zaoka There was Zoyik Bayayim, there was Zoyik Balayla. So I saw in the Rosh that the Rosh brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam did not learn like Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat that this is speaking about the Kriyas Megillah, just like the Pasuk of, just like the Pasuk of Ula Biroi is speaking about directly about the Mikra Megillah, Leman Yizamelcha Chavoyt, and the Lo Yidoyim, so speaking about a Kriya of Yizamelcha and a Kriya of Lo Yidoyim. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi learned that from the Pasuk, Ekra Yoimam is speaking about the Kriya Bayoim. The Veloisana, you have to know how to say Pshat in the Pasuk. But Ekra Yoimam is speaking about the Kriya Bayoim. Velaila Veloi Demili is speaking about the Kriya by Laila. That's how we see from Tosfos. There's no machloikis between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Ula Biror. And with this, I understood, but there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi learned pshat that it's a kaponim according to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. I don't know if we could assume that the ikar kriya is bayoyim. There was a zeicher, there was zoke bayoyim and balaylos, so they made a mitzvah that it should be dumye the zoke. But it's not muchach al kaponim from that posik that the ikar kriya is bayoyim. Tosfos learned that the Pasuk is speaking about Ike Kri, and Ike Kri is Bayoy. I saw the Tosfos Harosh asks, according to, if Ike Kri is Bayoy, so what was the Havamina of the Gemara that Ulushanoisa Bayoy means he should learn, he learns the Megillah by Laila, Ulushanoisa Bayoy goes on, I'm not in the Megillah. It says, if the Ike Kri is Bayoim, so why should it be, what was the Havamina of the Gemara that he should be Kaira Balaila, Lashadaisa Bayoim? As if it's the Taisus Arosh. So the Taisus Arosh answers that Lashadaisa Bayoim means that the Vahadam Rin and Savamina Lamisnayu Biyamom, Alma Dachoyvasa Kriyava Balaila. And here we're saying that Ika Kriyav Kriyas Bayayim. Yeshloima Lamisnayu Loima Droshesh Shel Megillah. To say the Droshes of the Megillah. So Fakert, I think they're going Lashitosa. Taisvis that learns according to all the Manti Amrim, the Pasuk is telling us that the Kriya, the Ike Kriya is Bayoyim, L'mayin Zamel Chochoved, or L'kai Ekra Yoyim, the Ike Kriya is Bayoyim. So the Ike Kriya is not reading the dry words. The Ike Kriya is understanding the drushes of the Megillah. It's understanding the drushes of the Megillah. So the Misnaya means you take the Megillah and you learn the Medrash on the Megillah, the Pirish Agro on the Megillah. That's the Ikar Kriya. Then you understand clearly the Nisim which occurred in the Megillah. So again, that is the Ikar Kriya. Rashi al Kaponim Rabbi Shua ben Levi learned that the whole thing is a Zeicha for the Tzores. There was Zayik Balai, there was Zayik Bayoyim. So Rashi says, again, Bayoyim, you learn Mishnayis. I mean, the whole thing is only al Zeicha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's a zeiche of the Eifan HaZoke. Since the Mesaviv HaNes was through Zoke Shayim V'Layla, so the Pirs of HaNes will also be through Yayim V'Layla. So L'Chayre, in this Mahalach, you learn Mishnais is also enough. That's also the Pirs of HaNes. But, yeah. V'Ike Ave B'Yimam. Kimin Shiskira Hakosav Trila, Gamika Rasuda Biyamamu, Gedomba Lakamo, Dimokla Balaila Layotzi, Dechebosa, Lohinami Mashim Dersiv Niskorim Venasim, Veiskish Zahira Lassie, Bekarasia Biyamoma, Abshira Ke. Devotation Soul, Jamaica Shachyano Bayay. Omar Abchanine Chachomim, Hikilu Alakforim, Liyais Magdimim, Liyay Maknise. That the Chachamim were makel on the Kvorim that they can be Yoitze Mikra Megillah B'Yoyim HaKnise, Kidei She Yisapku Mayim U'mozayim L'Acheyim Shebekoche.
So Rashi and Daf Beis et Zepshat, Kedei sheyisapku, sheyupnuyim v'yoyin Purim, lahaspik tzorche sudas Purim l'vnei ayores. That means the Bnei Ayores are dependent on the Bnei HaKforim to get food for Sudas Purim. Now, if the Bnei HaKforim would be busy to hear the Megillah, they would be unable to be maspik tzorche Sudas Purim l'Bnei Ayores. So therefore, they said they can be yaitzeh on the previous day. They shisapka mayim u'mozin lachem shebekof. Lememre, the takanta the krochim, that this whole inyan, that the kforim are magdim, is to enable that the krochim should have, should be delivered to them, the tzorch yisudas purim. Osnam, chaliyos b'sheinim. We learned in the Mishnah, what happens if Purim falls out, b'shein yana mamdei, kforim b'yos delis, kairim b'yoyim. So the Kforim Lein Monday Vim Ise, if the whole Indian of the Hakdomas Kforim is to ensure that the Krochim should be have a Sudas Purim, Likadmu L'Yayim HaKnise, so if I can't, why are the Kforim laning the same day? The Kforim should lane on Thursday. So the Sunday they will, so Monday they will not be busy, they should be able to bring for the Krochim the Sudas Purim. The Gemara says, "Habulu asore, v'asore leitikna rabbanon." Yeah, the Taki, you're 100% right. It would be very good, but they'll come out Thursday. Is the 10 days in Adar, and the it's only till Yud Aleph they can light. Tafal. Toshma chaliyos b'chamishi kvar v'yozdos kayim b'yoyim. If it's the takon for the ayores, for the krochim, the kadmu l'yayim haknise, so let them learn Monday. So Thursday they'll be to bring in the sudas purim for the bnei ayores. Lachadosu, here it's already the pasnet yoter. The Gemara says b'yayim haknise l'yayim haknise l'yidachina. We're not matre from one Yom HaKnisa to another Yom HaKnisa. Now, the Shaila is, why not? So, the Tesis HaRosh says as follows. Something very interesting. Now, we had a Machlekes HaRishonim on the Beis Amad Aleph. Why B'chlau do they come in? The Kforim. Rationally, they come in because Beis Nishayshim Beis Vehei, and the Rach, and the Ran, and the Reib Rishonim learn, they come in for Kriyas HaTorah. That's why a Tanai of Ayoras Gdelis is in the Asara Batlonim. That means Vakel, so the Kforim did not have a Minyan Batuach, they used to come in for Kriyas HaTorah. Or the Drach at Philip Tzibur, Kriyas HaTorah. There was a Batuach, the Kaminyan in the Ayoras Gdelis, because of the Asara Batlonim. So let's say the way they learn Shah. Zok the Taisus Arosh. That means, what will you accomplish? You'll say they should learn the Megillah. They should learn the Megillah Monday. That Thursday, they'll be able to do, Thursday they'll be able to do business. They'll be able to be maspik, mozin for the ayores. So he says, the Mikol Mokim Yiu Trudim, Likriya Seifa Teire. Layaspiko mayim amosim. Which is amuim de kechidish. That means we have to say that, yeah, there's nine psukim in the kriya of, there's nine psukim in the kriya of Thursday. But they'll be true to themselves. They're coming in from Mikra Mesal. We have a bit of the kalimud over here that it seems that they land off in brisk knife and until they finish with the nine psukim, so they have to chatzais already. So they had to go back to eat the own sudas purim. But that's one shtickel. Now I'd like to mention one more shtickel. The Taisvus HaRosh and the Beis asks a kasha, which is a now we'll really appreciate the kasha. The Taisvus HaRosh asks that, if the Mikra Megillah falls out on Tuesday? So, they lay in Tuesday. They lay in Tuesday, the Megillah, if the Mikra Megillah falls out on Tuesday, so, they're Magdim L'Yayim HaKnisa, so they lay in Monday. So why? They shouldn't have to come on Tuesday for Mikra Megillah. hectic Tesis of Hush, but they have to come in for Kriyas HaTorah. It's Kriyas HaTorah Tuesday. Forget about, they're coming in for Kriyas HaTorah. Tuesday there's a Kriyas HaTorah, so they have to come in Tuesday. So what's the whole Revach Lefiyemet? They have to come in Tuesday. So the Tesis of Hush and Abbey says something very interesting. Yeah, yitzdalchu lovi b'yayim yedalum shim pashas v'yovei amolik, as if it's a tesis harosh, v'yesh loima, dein choyshishin lovoi mishim oysa pashas. No, for that pashas they don't come in, she'eina ela pamachas pashana. Amoyra dikazah. That means as follows. It means like this. Monday and Thursday is chok v'lo yaver. Ezrat mesakim given. It doesn't matter what the laning. It doesn't matter what the story is. If Monday and Thursday, Mekum Tarain, as they the Tatigiton, and the Zayd, and the Elter Zayd, for the Kforim, Monday and Thursday, Ezra, Sakhna, there shouldn't be Shalish, the 3 days without Torah. So you have to come in Monday and Thursday. If now, Tuesday, they're laying the Torah, Tuesday, they won't, it isn't the Taisa Sarosh, Tuesday, they won't come in. But Emakdimim, Yemaknisim, but if Thursday is Purim, Thursday, they're gonna come in. Because Monday and Thursday you come in. Vachat ein magdimim v'yem aknisa l'yem aknisa. So memele, so kaponim so could still be that the reason that we're magdim is for the tzorech of the ayores kdailus, but if Thursday we'll be magdim for Monday because they'll be too busy with the kriyas megillah, with the kriyas hatayra of Thursday. That's what the Tesis HaRosh says pshat. Like the Gemara write, Toshma, Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, Bemokim, Shenichnosim, Bishenim, Bechamishi. If you have a kfar that comes in Bishenim, Bechamishi, so then they made a takone that the Bagdimit. Ah, Bemokim, Shenichnosim, Bishenim, Bechamishi. But if you have a kfar that doesn't come in Shenim, Bechamishi, that means this kfar is a minion in the Ontlach Epiblioni, Basar Abatlonim there, but Al Kaponim, you have a Tzvishin Zich, you have a minion, so they don't come in. And Mondays and Thursdays. And Kairna Yisela Bismano. So they're not allowed to lay it, Elo Bismano. You can't lay it. That means if Purim is Tuesday, they have to come in Tuesday to the Megillah. They can't lay it on Monday. V'salkedai tachtakanta de krochimu. But if the whole Indian, that we said they should be permitted to lay it on Monday, is that they should be able to bring in food for the Kochim on Tuesday. Mishum dein nechnosim b'sheini b'chamishim mafsidu lo Kochim. What was on the Kochim gizindig? Al kaponim, we made a kula for the Kforim, le tzayrech the Kochim. So let them be able to come in the lane Monday, even though normally let them be able to lay Monday, and Tuesday they can bring in for the Kochim. Don't say, because they should be able to be mesapik mayim umozim. Ela aima b'nation mesapkim mayim umozim lachem shebekoch. No, because they are mesapik mayim umozim lachem shebekoch. Now, what that means, we'll try to elaborate soon. But let us first see Rashi. Rashi says, "Lememra de takanta de krochini kedei she yisapku mash kedei she pnuyim liyayim asimcha. Ela eima mipnei she mesapkin. Scharu lahem bishvil shein mesapkin. Hilker. We were makel that they could lain on Monday. Purim is on Tuesday. They can lain on Monday. Because they're mesapkin. Hilke heiche deinich nosim, loikule legabayu, vein kan scha. So memele, this is only l'teivosim, as they wouldn't go inside beside Monday, so memele, so the night, we did it l'teivosim. That's the Gemara. Now, l'cheiche the Gemara is very difficult to understand. I mean, to understand the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's not the tzeirich of the krochim. No, we were makel on the kforim that they're permitted to lay the Megillah on Monday. Why were we makel? Schar hulahem mibnei shem esapkin. Since they bring food, and let's just make it a little bit more difficult. The Meiri says, B'schar shem esapkim kol hashona, a whole year they bring in food for the yores, nase hatakona l'teivosan. So we'll do a teiva for them. What's happening over here? How do we understand the Gemara? Is lulei the mistafina? I would say pshat in the Gemara is like this. Let's ask another pertinent question. Since they're bringing in shem shechar shem besapkin kol hashone, we're giving them a schar because bishvil shem besapkin. I mean, the kumtze ayash koyach. I mean, it's business. I mean, let's face facts of life. They're selling the things to the ayores. So he has to give them schar because they bring in. So tachsach meir pshat is yes. Business, who says the business is that you have to deliver, free delivery? If the ayores need the produce from the kforim, you need the produce, I'll tell you. It's a go to the kforim and buy. We had in the Masechtas Taimis, Rashi said, you have one ear that it rained, one ear it didn't rain, so you go to the ear that it rained, and you buy from there. You have to have free delivery. So pshat is like this. So out the business, they didn't have to be nice people. No, they said like this. They said that, no, we're coming in Cyber Kriyas HaTorah, so we're here already. Let's be Mahana the Bnei Ayores. That's very nice. That's very fine from them. So Mamela, we said to them, oh, if you do like that, so we'll say the same thing. Since you're here already, you can lay the Megillah also. Shaloi Bismana. Fakel, so then I understand the midi connected midi. You're being mated to the Bnei Ayores the whole year. You're going with the Cheshbon. Since I'm here already, I might as well be Mahana them and deliver it to them. So Chazal said, so we'll do the same thing for you. Since you're here already, it will make you should be Yaitza with Mikra Megillah. It shall leave his money today. You shouldn't have to be Matriach to come in another day. That's what I thought Pshat is in the Gemara. Then later I saw the Sfas Emes says up another pshat in the Gemara. The Sfas Emes says that Sfas Emes says like this, it's very difficult, that's true. I mean, they're coming in Monday, it would be easy for them to lay the Megillah. So you should make a takana for them they should lay Shlavi's money because it's difficult. So the Sfas Emes says, but the Nemesim, who says you should make a takana for them? Who tells them to live in the Kforim? Come and live in the Ayores. I mean, we should go and bend back and make a takana. We understand it's difficult for you. That's right. It's difficult. Now we understand everything. But we should say you should lay in Shaloi Bismanoi because it's difficult. You have difficulty, so go and live in the Ayores. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. No, we can't do that because the Ayores need that they should live in the Kvorim. Because they're in the Kvorim, that's where the farms are, and that's where the Ayores is getting the produce from. So Memele, so that's Pshat Schar, Eistis. We don't tine that who tells you to put yourself in a predicament. That we don't say because we need them. That's how he says Pshat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ketzad, chaliyois b'sheni b'shabbos, kforim b'yoreis g'doylois, kairin b'y b'yoyim. So, the Mishnah started speaking this manim, the Mishnah started speaking with the Yemei HaChodesh, Megillah Nikrei, Shadalaf Yudbeis. Then when it starts explaining it, it starts going not with the Yemei HaChodesh, it starts going with the Yemei HaShavua. Chaliyos b'sheni b'shabbos, kvorim b'yoreis g'doylois, kairin b'y b'yoyim. Maishna reisha denokya tzidura diyalche, or maishna seifa denokya tzidura diyoyme. And we'll see in Rashi, if I count, it's tzidura diyoyme, which is, if you learn the Mishnah good, it's the hepech of the tzidura diyalche. That means if it's chaliyos, on Erev Shabbos, then you lain Yud Gimel. Chaliyos Shabbos, you lain Yud Beis. Chaliyos Sunday, you lain Yud Aleph. So it's Siddura Diyoyim, we're going Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, but really going backwards in the Seder HaChodesh, Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph. Rabban says, I did the mishapchilei, no ketzidure diyoyme. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi says as follows, Sidra diyarche, Iktoni, biyud alef, biyud beis, biyud gimel, biyud alef, betesvob, keseda, minyan hachoydish, that's the Mishnah starts off, that you learn the Megillah, we say it when you dial to the Zvot. Ushabola Farsha, when he starts explaining it, Nokat Seder Yemei HaShabbos, then he starts going the Seder of the Yemei HaShabbos, Vishaminin Yemei HaChodesh Lacher, and you hear the Yemei HaChodesh Lacher, Chaliyois Erev Shabbos, Kvori Magdimim Liyoy Maknisa, Arei Yud Gimel. Chaliyah is b'Shabbos, so then it's Arei Yud Beis, Magdim is Arei Yud Beis, Chaliyah is Achar Shabbos, Kfor Magdim Le Meknis Arei Yud Aleph, and it's Yud Aleph. Meshani, Aydi, de Mishapchilei, Nokat Sidura de Yoyma, Kloyma, Ayyidei, Shimo Yoicheis, Yemei HaShabbos, if he would have mentioned the days of the week, V'Seder Yemei HaChodesh, the way the days of the month go, yin epochim loy. So then you have to say the days of the week backwards. V'toye begir sosoy, ashenis ha-mishnah. So then a person who's learning the mishnah, everything goes by heart. So he'd make a mistake because he's going backwards. So v'she tzorech laskiro lachoyre. Achar ha-shabbos, if it was chal, achar ha-shabbos on Sunday, I know yud aleph, keitzat, I'll explain. When is it yud aleph? It was achar ha-shabbos. B'Shabbos, it was Chal Shabbos, Yud Beis. Erev Shabbos, Yud Gimel. Mitoich Kachu, so she's going backwards. Mitoich Kachu, Bola, Dalek, Velitois. Rochinoket, Sidura, the Yoyme. So therefore he mentions Sidura, Yoyme. You know, that's a Cheshbon, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Seidah, Chodesh, Abola, Lacherayim, even though the Seidah, Chodesh, is going backwards, Eini Maskirei, Bepiv. They're mentioning the days of the Chodesh B'Piv, that Me'ela v'nishma ben kan oitois. Me'ela, so therefore, when he was mefaretet, he was mefaretet b'yemei ha-shevua k'sidron, so one should not make mistakes and get fatum. Zogt Gemara v'ayte. Chaliyos be'erev Shabbos. Now, we hear in the Mishnah that if Yud Dalet falls out erev Shabbos, is Kforim Magdimim L'Yoy Maknise, so the Kforim Lane Thursday, and Vayoris Gdoilis and Makofis Chayme Koyrin Boy Bayoim, and Vayoris Gdoilis and Makofis Chayme Lane on Friday. Yeah. Chaliyah is Be'erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Masnisin Moni, who is the Tana of our Mishneh? Irebi, Rabbi Yossi. So it could be either Rabbi or Rabbi Yossi. We'll see Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi were chaylik on the Tanakame of the each the Baraisa that was Marcus Rabbi in his Tanakama like in the Baraisa Rabbi Yossi in his Tanakama. So our mission is going either according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds that when Purim is chal on Friday is a Yoris Gdeilis and Makofis Chayme is Kairan by Bayoy. On Friday. So the Gemara asks, my Rebbe, the Sanya, Chaliyos be'erev Shabbos, we learned in a Baraisa, Kforim ba'ayores gedoilois maktimim l'yoyim haknise, that they hold that ayores gedoilois go back to yoyim haknise to Thursday, mekofim chayme kairin bay bayoyim, and the mekofim chayme lane on Friday. Rabbi Omer Ani, lo yitchu ayores mimkoima. Why should ayores gdoilis? It's you doubted this on Friday. So why should the ayores gdoilis lose their day? Their day is Friday. It's Purim today. So why should they go back to Thursday? Elo eilu ve'elim, eilu ve'elu, koirin boi bayoim. Now each one is koire boi bayoim. The Mekofes Chayme lanes on Friday, but the Ayeres Gdeilis also remain on Friday. My time at the Tanakama. Now the Gemara wants to explain what's the machlokes, the Tanakama, and what is the machlokes, the Tanakama, and Rebbe. The Chsiv Bechol Shana Veshana. So the Pasuk says that the years, all the years, it should be the same. The years should be consistent. So Ma Kol Shana Veshana Ayoris Kaidmais Lumukov. Every year, the ayores are before the mekoffin. Afkan ayores koyd mislo mekoffin. So therefore, we go and make the ayores on Thursday. Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana, like the Gemara, ma kol shana v'shana in itchen ayores mim koymon, afkan lo yitcha ayores mim koymon. Like every year, the ayores on the 14th of Odo. Now you're making them on the 13th of Odo. So it's not like kol shana v'shana. So the Gemara says, Shani Hochad Lo Yevsh. What can I do? I can't help the situation. So therefore, I make it this way. We'll try to explain it soon. The Rebbe, my time, what is the time of Rebbe? Rebbe says that Ayoris and the Mokofim lane on Friday. So Rebbe said, B'chol Shana V'shona, Ma'akol Shana V'shona, Ein Ayoris Nidochem Mimkaimam, Avkan Lo Yitra Ayoris Mimkaimam. Ve'ema b'chol shona v'shona ma'kol shona v'shona ayoris koydmes l'mekofen afkan nami ayoris koydmes l'mekofen. So here to the same day shani hochi d'loy efshe. So the Sfas Emes wants to explain what is the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rebbe. So the Sfas Emes says as follows. The Tanakama held, Rabbi said, you don't change dates. You don't change dates. The Ayoris Delos are on the 14th. It should remain on the 14th. So, the Tanakama held, what do you mean you don't change dates? You have to change dates over here, because the Mekoffin is on the 15th. And the 15th is Shabbos. So the days cannot be the same. That means, you can't say Kol Shana B'Shana that every year, The Mekoffin and Ayoris lame this day of the month. Because they can't do it. Shabbos, they can't lay. Finish. So, the days cannot, whatever you'll do, the days will not be the same. So, Al Kaponim, remain with the Tzura of the Yemei HaPurim. The Tzura of the Yemei HaPurim is that the Ayoris Delos are before the Mekoffin. So that Al Kaponim, that should remain, but the days can't remain the same. Slayevsha, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't lay in the Mekoffin, can't lay in on Shabbos, so the days can't be the same. That's Slayevsha. Al Kaponim, let's remain with the Tzure. The Tzure is that the Ayoras are before the Mekoffin. Therefore, the Ayoras lay Thursday and the Mekoffin lay Friday. Rabbi said like this. Rabbi said, the Ayoris, there's no reason why they should change. The Mekoffin have a shinui. They have a problem, the Mekoffin. The Mekoffin, but Mehechi Teisi, should you change the Zman of the Ayoris? It's Purim today. Friday is Yudalit, or that's today's the Zman. He says, Mehechi Teisi, you should change their Zman. The Mekoffin have problems, so I have to change my Zman because the Mekoffin has problems. That doesn't make sense of a kelt. So therefore, Rebbe held that a kelt, if there's no legitimate reason that mitzad the ayoris gedolus, there's no legitimate reason why they should not lay the day that's miyuchet for them. The day that's miyuchet for them is yudalit, so they lay yudalit. Now the Mekoffin has a problem, so the Mekoffin has a problem. So the Mekoffin will lay the only eight is the Mekoffin should lay. The Mekoffin should line Sosfafal, so you can't have, but you can't start with the Ayoris, because the Ayoris is no reason why the day of the Ayoris should be changed. That's the Svar of Rebbe. My Rabbi Yossi, now we said that there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yossi also not Tanakama. My Rabbi Yossi, the Sanya. Chaliyois be'erev Shabbos. We learned in the Baraisa, Chaliyeis Berev Shabbos, Mukofin, Ukforim, Makdimim, Liyem, Maknisim. Now, the Tanakam of Yosi holds that the Mekochen go back. The Mekochen go back. Liyeh Maknise. Vayoris doilis koirim boi bayoi. The Mekochen go back. So, Faker, so, Bemison, the Svasemison, the Mavaya, we'll see later the Gemara, but let's just speak it out that this Tana held, Faker, this Svara we had mentioned before, if there's nothing wrong with the Ayoris, so why should the Ayoris change? That today is Yudalit, Friday is Yudalit, so why should the Ayoris not lane on Yudalit? So that this Tana is also Nochet to that. Now, the problem is in the Mekoffin. So if we want to have a tzure of the way Purim is normally, shezmanei sholzeh, einek shezmanei sholzeh, so the tzure should be acquired by being magdim the mekofim to Thursday. That's the eitzer. You can't shepherd with the ayoris because the zman of Purim is Friday and the ayoris, there's no reason to take away their zman. You want to have a tzura of Purim b'chol shana v'shana to be similar. The all years have to be similar. They should be similar in the inyan that zman yishol zeh, inek zman yishol zeh. So kochi, you have to be magdim the mekofim to Thursday. That's the svar of this tana. Sain yechali is berev Shabbos. Mekofim ukvorem akdimim liyoyim aknisa. So the mekofim lay on Thursday. Ayoros deilus kairim b'yoyim on Friday. You're not magdim the mekofim layoris. My time of the Tanakam. All years have to be similar. Ayoris babos. That's number one. Ayoris are babos. So you hear it's abos today. Ayoris are babos. That's number one. Number two is man, they show zeh, lo is man, they show zeh, and they don't have the ayoris, and the mekofis don't have the same man. Avkan, ayoris, baba osa. There's no reason, you can't stup the ayoris, it's baba osa to it. Uzman, they show zeh, lo is man, they show zeh. So memela, so you have to be, so you're magdim, we are magdim, the mekofim to lane Thursday. Ve'aim b'chol shona v'shona ma'kol shona v'shona ein mekofim koid min la'yoris afkan ein mekofim koid min la'yoris. Never heard that the mekofim is koid. So shani och pleyefshe. This nikude I can't fear it. I have no eitz. So me'mele. So this we have to live with that in this year the mekofim are before la'yoris. Yeah. My time of the Rabbi Yaisi. What's the time of Rabbi Yaisi? B'chol Rishona V'shona, Ma'kol Rishona V'shona, Ein Mekofen Koid Melayores, Avkan Ein Mekofen Koid Melayores, Faker. We have this, we never magdim the Mekofen to the Ayores. So Memela, so we can be magdim. Ein B'chol Rishona V'shona, Ma'kol Rishona V'shona, Zman Yishol Zeh, Leizman Yishol Zeh. Avkan's manish, Ozele's manish, I can hear them together. That I can hear them together, Shani Ochid Layev, Shel Sakaponim, Rabbi Yir, Rabbi Yisi, wanted to say that we can't do. We can't be magdim the mukofim to the Yoris, which is the hepech, which is all the time. So come out on the same day, so it's Layev. Let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi. Moni mas nisin diktoni, we learned Ali Yaiserev Shabbos, Ayores, and Makafis Chemikarin by Bayoim. Moses, E. Rabbi, can go according to Rabbi, E. Rabbi Yais. Bacho, Shone, Vishone, Elias, Oisim, Eshnei, Ayomim, Eila, Kersom, Chizmanom, Bacho, Shone, Vishone, that means Kola, Shonim, you, Shavis, all the years are similar. So here's the Lay Efsha, the Imkain, if you came la yekavmu ayores lumakov, you say every year that ayores are yudalit, but you can't make this year ayores yudalit. Dim came la yekavmu ayores lumakov, shen yechem likris b'shabbos. The makov has to be yudalit, so therefore you have to make the ayores yud gimel. Ma kol shon levishon ayores be yudalit. לקח אין לי דוחס מן קיימא. לא, היורס היא לא נשפה ואת. זה לא יקטענה כמה זה רבי. זמני של זה לא יהיו זמני של זה. הלכך ליובד. קטענה דמאס ניסן. That says it all the same day. לא יפשר. והיא לא נבנה יצדי למגדס מלהוג ומקופים. If you won't be magdim למקופים, צריך עתר להקר היורס. Ibnei Mekofin, Ayikru B'yoy Mechod, and each one is wrong. To be Oikad Ayoris, why should you do such a thing? It's the Zman of the Ayoris. Ayikru B'yoy Mechod, so then they'll be the same Zman. So therefore, the Tanakam Rabbi Yossi holds, you're Magdim the Mekof. Zot the Gemara weiter. The Sova Rabbi, Ayoris, Rebbe holds you not matre da yores l'yoyim haknise, bo hasan you will enter bereise, chaliyo is b'shabbos, what if your dalad is b'shabbos, kforim magdimim l'yoyim haknise, v'yores g'doyleis k'yren b'erev shabbos, m'kofis choyme l'mocha, if your dalad is chalen shabbos, so da yores doyres lane Friday, the Mekofim Lane Sunday. That's what the Tanakamadus Parais holds. Rabbi Yoima, Oima Rani, Hoyel Venitru Ayores Min Koima Yitru Leyoima Knisa. Rabbi said that the Lane Leyoima Knisa. So Memele, so here Rabbi says, if it falls down on Friday, Ayores Deilus Lane on Friday. Mekofim also Lane on Friday. Gemara says, "Hochi hashta." What's the tushdal? Hosom zmanom Shabbosi. Over there, if you dalad the Shabbos, is oil the nitru yitru. So the mail is like this: Shabbos they can't lay. So it's not zmanom saibis. It's not as a svar oil the nitru yitru. Let them lay by yom haknisa. Hocha zmanom erev Shabbos. But here the zman is erev Shabbos. The Mishnah speaking, Rabbi is speaking about when this man is Erev Shabbos, and this man is Erev Shabbos, and Mahechiteshi Yishtub, Yoris Gdoilis. Rashi, Och Erev Shabbos, Zmanum Beilachot Zerich Litchoysam. So, there's no need to push them away. So, therefore, so if you dalad this Friday, so the Yoris Lane on Friday. All the Shabbos, that's how I say not Zmanum, not going to lane Shabbos, well, then you push them to Thursday. Keman Oslo, Hoda Omar Abchelboy, Omar Abhune, Purim Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, Hakel Nidochim L'Yoy Maknis. He says, I remember, that everyone lanes Thursday. Hakel Nidochim Salketaitach. I can say everyone lanes Thursday, Vikim Akofim D'Ovdi L'Mocha. The Mekofim will lay in Sunday. If you dalad the Shabbos, the Mekofim will lay in Sunday. Ela kol anitche yitche leyoy maknisim. No, the nidochim, that means that the nidochim means beside that's the yoris, and the yoris will lay on Thursday. Keman kerebi. So it's like Rabbi of this Baraisa. We just said before that Rabbi says in the Baraisa, Hoyel ben Yitrua Yoris min Koimam Yitru Liyoy Maknisa. Now there's a kasha what the Chayinim asked, Masho, the Rishash, why did the Gemara say Keman Kerebi? This halacha says in our Mishnah also. The Mishnah says this halacha, if it's Chaliyah B'Shabbos, why do you say Keman Kerebi? That's the kash. It's like that's our Mishnah says the same thing. So the Rishash wants to say as follows, that our Mishnah is speaking about when the Kforim were laning the Yom HaKnisa. There were Kforim also. So there is a svarim, I think the Baal Nura mentions this svarim, he means the Rav Magid mentions this svarim. That since already the kforim, that means like this, Tayoris Gdoilis are not claiming Bismama. So it's not Bismama, period. Now, the kforim are laning Yema Knesset. So no, so let the, So let them all lay together. So it's not Zmanim Saivis. So there's no Hiddah of Friday over Thursday. It's not Zmanim. And for Kev, Thursday is a Hiddah. Thursday is a Hiddah. So everyone will lay together. The Forum will lay together. The Yor Stills. So Mamela. So that's the Svara of the Tana of our Mishnah. Now, Rav Huna is speaking about Bizmanazah. Bizmanazah, we don't have Kforim anymore going in. That's the Hakel. So the Rishash wants to say that Hakel means in all they found them, I feel there's no Kforim whatsoever. You're still laying Thursday. Now this already is a Shtik Torah. Meichitaisi, you should lay in Thursday. Meichitaisi, you should... Rebbe said such a svar. I'm a nihil benitra yoris yitru li yemakniseps. The svar that yematchit li yemakniseps. So memele, not because of the kvorim. Period. Rebbe held hail benitru. So memele, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, so that's what Rabbi Chelbe said. He says, keman ke Rebbe, it's coming to tell us, afilo bizman hazeh, you also, there's no kvorim, afapikein yemagdim li yemakniseps. That's what Rishash wants to say. The Kula Al-Mamiyah. Now that the Kula Al-Mamiyah, but according to everyone we see, Megillah B'Shabbos Lekirinen, that we don't learn the Megillah in Shabbos. My time, Omar Rabbe Hakel Chayovim B'Kriyas Megillah. Main Hakel B'Kiyim B'Mikra Megillah. I was Mechuyiv to learn the Megillah, and everyone... not Boki to learn the Megillah, is if to be a Chiyah Kriya in Shabbos, Zere Shem Yitlana, B'Yodai, B'Yelech, Eitzel, Boki, Lilmoy, V'Yavirenu, Arba Ames, B'Shus Aram. So come over, take the Megillah to a Boki to learn how to learn, behind the time of the Shofar, behind the time of the Lulav. But that is the reason why you don't learn in Shabbos, because he might come and take his Megillah over to Abaki. It's very interesting that the Gemara says, not everyone knows how to learn the Megillah, so he's gonna get a crash course in Shabbos on the whole Megillah. That's very interesting. Bishleim by Lulav and Shaifa. No. There's not to make the Nanuyim. You can get a crash course from a book, how to make the Nanuyim, what bracha to make. But the Megillah is a big Megillah. So it's very interesting what he didn't know. He's going to now take, he's going to, in Shabbos, he's going to, the Sechaislan of the Ganser Megillah. He wasn't a bookie and he's going to figure it out in one sitting. It's like a Meredith. Al Kaponim, it seems that, they were able to do it. So they were afraid he might go and take along his Megillah and he'll carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hakel Chayom, Miteich Shemuchuye Bedovo, Hu Bohu Lotzeis Yidei Chayva. That means the Chiyu, since he's Mechuyev to lay the Megillah, Hu Bohu. So he's fatumot already. The pressure that is on him to lay the Megillah properly takes away he's not b'yishuv adas, he's bohu. Yeah. Lotzei shidei chayva, to be yitzei de chayv. Yeah. V'yavirenu, and it seems that's a normal, they bring over that one saw Rabbi Shlomo Salanta and Rosh Hashanah, they saw he was very bold. That means he was very fatumot. That means a person knows what the Oimek Adin is, so he can't be passive and in Zachena, Michamoicha, and harmonize. The Rabbi Shlomo wanted to know what the Yom HaDin was and what's involved. He was bold. It seems Klal Yisrael, Beshas, Mikra, Megillah, they knew what this is, what one can accomplish by Mikra, Megillah, what one should accomplish by Mikra, Megillah, so he couldn't,
he wasn't in the right frame of mind. He was bohu, he's fatumul, that forget the Shabbos. The necessity to learn the Megillah properly is creates such a pressure on him that he forgets about Shabbos.
Ve'virenu arba amitz, v'afilu lon besode Megillah beyodo yeshlik zeral adova. Now, why does Rashi say, oh, she was alone besode Megillah beyodo? How does this come in? So the Maratz Chai says that Bemis and Taisvus asks Akasha, why does the Gemara say he'll be over Mavel Daladamis, he'll be Mavel Heitzo, he'll take it out of his house into the Rishu Sarabim? So why doesn't we have to go be Mavel Daladamis? He's even the Issa Heitzo. So Rashi said, no, I mean, we're talking about that a person who was long besode, so there won't be an Issa Heitzo of taking it out from where he was to the Rishu Sarabim, because I saw there's a Kamalist. So the mail is, so therefore the Gemara to be, say that the Chashas, he might be over the Issa Mavir Daud Amis B'Shu Sarab. Let us see Taisvis. Evirenu Abba Amis B'Shu Sarab. Kosh Amai Lo Ikoma, Taisvis the Kash Veitzi Eno, B'Shu Sayochi L'Shu Sarab. To Ulcha the Milsav at Tvei. That's the Shtegim. So you'll be over the Isser Heitzo before you'll be over the Isser Mava. Yishloim the Mishu Sayach Lishu Sarab Leito Inshi. That means here this Mokim is Mokif Mechitzes is going into Rishu Sarabim. So he knows it's Shabbos. So he won't carry. Havo Zimnin Shamagila Kaim Ekvar Bishu Sarabim Evirenu Abba Amis Begavo. This is more Olo to happen. Sometimes the Megillah is B'Rishu Sarabim. It's very interesting how this could be. A Megillah could be in B'Rishu Sarabim. It's very modern that a Megillah should be in B'Rishu Sarabim. As is a place where that could be. The Megillah, so then it's Olu that will be Mavad Aladamas. Oig Yishloim, the Lochi Loi Nokat, M'Rishu Sayochi, B'Rishu Sarabim, Lefi Shefkuf Omim, She'ein Shom Chiyiv Chatos, there's no Chiyiv Chatos, Ki Goyin Shloi Hoi Sakir Rishoyne L'Shem Kach, the potter may high time it. That means it's not necessary that it'll be over on the Isser Heitzo. It could be when he picked up the Megillah, and let's make a scenario that he picked up the Megillah at Shabbos, and he thinks he knows it, and he starts opening up the Megillah, looking at the Megillah, and his mind is a blank, and he forgot everything. So what do you do now? It's Purim now, and he forgot everything out the lane. So now he just goes and takes it away to the Chochem. So the Kira Rishoyne was not to take it. He thought he's going to take it and he's going to start laning with it. But now he sees all his Mafana Chavetim, his Ovis, Lazovis. And then Venimuchalayim Leitziyam. So Memelus of the Issa Reitzo, since the Akira Rishoyne was not Lashem, L'shem Heitzo, so it won't be over outside. So that's what he wants to say. Ma'avad al-dam is b'shu sarab. So Taisvis and Masech Tesukya brings this from Rashi, and Taisvis and Masech Tesukya says, so the man of Shechen, if that's the scenario, so he shouldn't be Machayab al-tamavir also. It doesn't have a Teres Akire. It wasn't an Akire L'shem Heitzo, it wasn't Akire L'shem Habor also. So why you say Ma'avad al-dam is b'shu sarab? That Taisvis asks on Rashi. So the Kapistmorim wants to say a teretz in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah. Kapistmorim wants to say a beautiful teretz. He wants to say, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that Heitzo and Achnos we learn out from the Mishkan. In Mava we learn out it's Aloch L'Moshe Mishin, Hilchas Agmitlo. So he says, by the Mishkan there's Aloch of Melechas Machshevas. All Melechas that want the Mishkan to be Melechas Machshevas. It has to be a Choshev Melochah. So there we learn that the Kire has to be, it's not enough that he's making a Maisa Kire. It has to be an Akire L'Tzoyre Chaitzo. It's an Akire, not L'Tzoyre Chaitzo. Fel to Meleches Machsheves. That's the Chshivis of the Meloche. That it has to be an Akire L'Tzoyre Chaitzo. Mashenke, Mavi, we don't learn out from the Mishkan. Mavi's Allah HaMoish Messina. He said, by Mavi there's no din of Meleches Machsheves. They didn't Lachas Machsheves. So he made any type of an Akire. It's also sufficient. Now, Agavuchet, we just have to appreciate Shitas Rashi, that Teitzo is Chaim, wants to say it's a very debatable Shita, I mean, Rashi seems to be saying that they made an Akira in a Kamalist, and they'll be Mavad out Amas Bishus Arabim, they'll be Chayim out Smavil. So we see from Rashi a Yesod that Melechis Mavil, the Akira does not have to be in the Rishus Arabim. The Akira could be from a Kamalist, and you'll make a Anoch in the Rishus Arabim. If you were Mavad out Amas Bishus Arabim, if there was a be an Akira and a be a Anoch, so that alone goes into Melechis Mavir, even though there wasn't an Akira in the Rishus Arab. Vavirenu arba ames Rishus Arab. Avol mila v'shabes ein litchais. So Taisa Sakasha, so what's by mila? He says, what he'll chapsach at yom hashmini, and he, well, it's a mitzvah la'ov la'mayloi, and he, all of a sudden, he forgot already the tricks of the trade, how to do it, so he'll take the izmol to the chochem, he should show him again how to hold the izmol, what to do. Ein litreis, tohoch hamirish, kenifas ala yud gimel brises. I mean, there wouldn't be mevatel mitzvahs mila, because of achshash of shema yaviran. The gam ein odom mol, el imkein ave boki, the sakoni yesh bedovra. I mean, such a thing is not, I mean, by Megillah, I don't have to hear the Megillah, so Mamela, if you have people who are not Bekiyim, so, they have to solve the problem. They have to by hook or by cook become Bekiyim. Ashenkin, a person who's not a boki to make a mila, so we wouldn't permit him to make a mila in Shabbos Bechlal. So Mamela, so if he knows he's not a boki, so then he should put down his izmul and get a hold of a professional moyel. Ach nishal, so Mamela, so it's very good. Ach nishal l'ri halevi, the God that's pakant, the shita sataz, and they bring down, I think the sefer amichtam says the steret also, one of the rishonim say the steret, that since the Torah said beferish, b'yayim ha'shmini, afilo b'shabbos, so Chazal are not pekoyach to ask her something that the Torah was mata b'feirish. The Torah never said you can blow shofar in Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, because there's no chiddush, why not? But something that the Torah was mata b'feirish, so Chazal are not pekoyach to ask her, that's the Tarsus Teretz. Yeah, others say a Teretz that... Others say a teretz that the whole oilam isn't torud. He's making a bris. The oilam isn't torud. Ach nishal l'ri halevi v'aloi toike v'aloi. The yester l'ri halevi eich toikim b'meitzoy yom kippur. How will we take care b'meitzoy yom kippur? My also las is malocha ad shiyat. That doesn't have to ask of you. That's almost a good kasha. How we take care of you before Havdalah and before Tiskabel, we take care of you. So it's before Havdalah, not to make do a malach before Havdalah. The su another kasha. Since it's a din to be take care of, Shema Yelech Eitzel Boki, Kibrashinen, Bereish Shone, Shechal B'Shabbat, just like Bereish Shechal B'Shabbat. We ask it ki yeshaifa, because a person won't know how to blow, so maybe this person also won't know how to blow the tkiyach reinim. So memele, so he might go and carry. In kena ilona lamechish lai bzeire, how do we do it? Petire, it's to be shimdet ki yeshaifa, chach mavein amaloch. The first kasha, how are you allowed to do it, people have dolem. It's not a maloch, it's a chach mavein amaloch. Even though it seems from Taisus it's an Issa Darabonim, but on Koponim, they didn't answer it before Havdalah by Taisus. The Gam Lechashin Hashem Yelech Eitzel Boki, the Shum Tkiya Achas, She'ein El Mishem Zeichel Leyoivel, first of all, it's a one Tkiya, and it's only a Zeichel Leyoivel, Le'itztrech Kulei Haitz, and a Mele, so it's not such a problem that maybe he won't know how to make this tkiya, and this tkiya also is not so important. It's only a zeichel yoivel, some mele, so it's not too difficult, and it's not too important. Some mele here they want geizer shemayel chetzabaki. Kereish shoshana deraisi, but שאין כן כי שייפים ראש השנה זה בראיסה, וצורך שלושים קיילס, also der Rishash Meir, you don't need Shleishim Kailas, that's also mean Rabban, you need Test Kailas Al Kapanem. But Kapanem, Test Kailas, you have to know how to make it Test Kailas, at Kiyah, at Truh, at Shvorim, at Barat, it's Al Kapanem, you have to know what to do. So Memele, so there they were Chayish. Bein Shmuel Oima, the Davke, B'Shabbos, and he said another Teretz. He said, he's in a Teretz, it's not so important, and it's not so difficult. You don't have to declare he might come and go to a boki. And Shmuel Oim Zadavke B'Shabbos B'Reish Shon Adim Abir Yaba Amis B'Shus Arab Mikisu V'De Aise V'Vade Yesh Loch Shadir B'Chayish, he might go and he might go in Rishus Arab. And then if he does that, then he said that Aise V'Maitzoy Yeme Kepur and Apil Am Abir Yidal Amis B'Shus Arabim. They have Ela Isser, the Rabbonah. The whole Isser is, it's before Abdullah. That's the whole Isser that he's doing. We're speaking about Yiblo Shafer, not Bein Ashmosh. His wife says from Taishwis Clothed when they blew Shafer ready, they blew, it was night already. But Vadi Le Goza, Bahavi Gzeira Le Gzeira. The Gzeira Le Gzeira. Rav Yosef Oma, Yosef says, Mitnei Sheineim Shel Aniyim Nesuis Bemikra Megillah. That the reason we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos is because the Aniyim are anxiously waiting for Mikra Megillah for Matanas Lavyon. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says Nesuis la Mikra Megillah lekabel Matanas Lavyon. They're waiting a whole year for Mikra Megillah. We Efshir b'Shabbos. And you can't make Matanas Lavyanim in Shabbos. Now, why can you make Matanas Lavyanim in Shabbos? So the Och HaShulchan says, because it's Muktzeh. And money is Muktzeh. That's what Och HaShulchan says. And the Chazanish is Ma'ira, who says you have to give money for Matanas Lavyanim. You can give food, fakert. It's brought down fakert. You give them money to buy food. So you give them food, it's the Chabad to give it. So why can you make Matanas Lavyanim in Shabbos, noch besser matonne lo tzerich mitzvah, which you're allowed to do in Shabbos. So the Chazanish says, you know what the problem is? He came to Katze b'davasa. He says, you can't carry Shabbos though. So all the avyoinim to stand by your door and you'll invite them into your dining room and you'll give them matonnes l'avyoinim, doesn't have such a big dining room. So he says, nakolshken, he says, if Chazal were afraid you might come to Chilo Shabbos al Mikra Megillah, because Matanas Lavyanim Zichem I come to kill. He has a Mahudadik Avyan. Never he's lying in bed and they say over a mice there was two briska younger light. So one briska younger man said that he had a Mahudadik Avyan. Mamish all they do him. So the other one asked him, tell me who he is. He says, no, I'm saving him for next year. But Kaponim, there's an Indian of a Mahudadik Avyan. So Mamela stands sich vor, if you have this Mudadik Evian that's on the other side of the Rishus Arabim, how big the Nesoyin will be, not to go to Chaparayim, this Matana Levyoinim. So that's why it's Matana Levyoinim is the Efsher B'Shabbos.